Okay, well let's go ahead and see if we can start. I'm going to do this a little bit differently. Let's just start with reviewing the nine mental states of calm abiding. Can anybody name the first one?
Inner placement or mental placement.
Excellent. And what is the power and the mental engagement in stage one?
Power is knowledge by hearing, and the mental engagement is tight focus.
Very good. Okay, then how about the second mental state of calm abiding? Tom or Julie, you want to take a stab at it?
It's terrible, but I'm looking through my papers for my notes.
Yeah, I have to check all the time. I don't have these memorized either.
Continuous placement.
Yeah, continual placement. And then the powers. How about the mental engagement?
Tight focus.
Tight focus still. And it's the power of contemplation. Okay. And then the third mental state is patch-like placement. Can anybody think of or kind of remind us why it's called that?
Is it because sometimes your mind wanders and sometimes it doesn't?
You got her, yeah. And that's why the mental engagement is called interrupted focus. And the power is the power of mindfulness. Hi, Patrick and Joanna. I'm doing a very faint imitation of Venerable Chuki tonight. Okay, so we're just going through the review of the mental states, the powers, and the mental engagements. And we've made it through inner placement, continual placement, and patch-like placement. Hi, David. So does anybody know the next mental state after patch-like placement?
Close placement.
Well, I'm allowed to be a star student tonight. And the power in close placement is also the power of mindfulness. And the mental engagement is also interrupted focus. So after close placement, what do we have?
Subdued.
Yes. And do you remember the power in subdued placement?
Introspection.
Okay. And what's the mental?
But I feel like I have to tell you the truth. I'm reading them from my notes. I don't remember.
That's okay.
I am.
I think, you know, if we go back and read, you know, Geshe just wants us to just keep going over it so we don't have to have it all memorized. We're doing well. So subdued placement, what is the mental engagement, do you recall? Or even if you're reading from your notes. Okay, that one is also interrupted focus. The next one is pacifying. And does anybody remember the power or the mental engagement with pacifying?
The power is inter-
introspection.
Excellent. And the mental engagement?
Interrupted focus.
Yep. We've got that interrupted focus for a long time. Once we get to where we don't have to be tight, it still takes us a long time. Okay. And then, excuse me, after pacifying, what is the mental state?
Complete pacification.
It is complete pacification. And what is the power? Think of how great you feel when it's completely, when you've got complete pacification.
Joyful effort.
Very good. And how's our mental engagement? Where are we at?
We're still interrupted.
We're still interrupted. All right. Now we're getting to the eighth mental state. What is that one?
Being single-pointed.
Becoming single-pointed is what I've got, yeah. And what's our power there?
We're still interrupted. All right.
Sorry?
Now we're getting to the eighth mental stage.
Right, we're at the eighth mental stage. And so what's the power at that point?
Being single-pointed.
Becoming single-pointed is what I've got, yeah.
Yeah, that's the mental stage.
And what's our power there? We're still interrupted. All right. Sorry? Now we're getting to the eighth mental stage.
Right, we're at the eighth mental stage, and so what's the power at that point?
Becoming single-pointed.
Yeah, that's the mental stage.
And what's our power there? Right. Sorry? Now we're getting to the eighth mental stage.
Does somebody have two? I think I'm hearing. Somebody have two devices to run? Okay. We were in a loop. It took me a while to realize that. Sorry, guys.
I thought we were back to patchy placement, by the way the sound was coming through.
Yeah, something was needed help.
We wanted to make sure we had it.
I just thought we'd lost the thread completely, and then I realized, oh, I'm hearing exactly the same. Anyway, the power is joyful effort. We're still joyful. And our mental engagement is uninterrupted focus. And finally, our last mental state.
Equipoise, meditative equipoise.
Yep, meditative equipoise. And what's the power?
Familiarization.
Familiarization. And the mental engagement?
Effortless engagement.
Effortless engagement. Great. So let's see what else we can do here. Let's go to our old friends.
Can we go over the Tonka?
I don't think we have time. I don't. Oh, well, if you want to, if you can get it up, Venerable Lamo, if you want to go through that.
No, I can't. I'm not co-host.
Oh, you should be. You came in first.
Host. I made you host.
Okay, let me make you co-host. Sorry, I didn't realize.
Thank you.
So I don't have my notes from this in front of me, but do you remember what the house symbolizes?
The house is your meditation location, your home where you meditate.
Okay. And then
the monk has a hook and a rope, the rope of mindfulness and the hook of introspection. And he's chasing the elephant and the monkey.
Yeah. And the tied fabric symbolizes the sense of touch. And it represents the physical sensations.
Okay.
Five objects of desire realm, smell, taste, sound, tactile, and the fifth one, which I didn't write down. So smell, taste, sound, tactile.
The elephant is your mind.
Uh-huh.
And I believe he said the black color is thinking mind.
That's what I have.
But
on that changed.
I don't know whether that's true because he also said the rabbit symbolized thinking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he said the monkey should be darker.
Rabbit symbolizes subtle thinking mind.
The rabbit is subtle thinking mind?
Maybe so. Let me double check.
That's what my notes say as well, subtle thinking mind for the rabbit.
Okay, so the black color in the elephant is gross thinking mind, and the monkey's dark color is gross excited mind. Is that right?
Sounds right.
Sounds like a good working theory.
Does anyone remember what the flames represent?
Mindfulness and introspection. Then he said that these curves refer to the powers, but there aren't six curves. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 curves. So I was wondering if those were the four mental engagements. But then he mentioned them. He actually mentioned that the curve, first one is the power of knowledge, so that sounds like they're powers, not mental engagement.
But I think, Lamala, that maybe he was counting this bottom. It's not really a curve, like where it begins and where it ends, but that doesn't really make any sense because I went back and looked at my notes, too.
Yeah, but what Lamala said makes sense because when you get past the second curve, you have, you know, the third and the fourth there together, and both of those have the power of mindfulness and the mental engagement of interrupted focus. So it's like those two powers are together. And then at the next level, you have the two together. You know, number 5 and number 6, the power of introspection.
That's right. Yeah, they're two together.
So maybe that's something we can ask him. Can you ask him, Tana?
If you want to, Lala, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, in the second stage, the monk has the rope of mindfulness and the hook still. And the fire is smaller. And the fruit is taste sensory objects. But the elephant and the monkey are still in front of the monk. The elephant's head is wide.
Mm-hmm.
Means that thinking and excited mind are getting better. A little bit under control. You see,
yeah.
I don't understand that. Why? So I guess that's gross thinking and gross excited mind. So the black color refers to that in both animals, I assume.
Yeah, and they're starting to make a little bit of progress.
Okay, and then the conch refers to smell, sensory objects. And then he said the curve in the road was the power of reflection. So that's a power again. And the third stage is hatch-like placement. And now the monkey and the elephant are looking back. And then so is the rabbit. Oh, yeah. Rabbit is subtle thinking mind, right? And you says that there's the white, there's more white, it's more under control. And he's looking back because you can recognize wandering and thinking minds or excited and thinking. And the symbols refer to sound sensory. And the fourth stage is close placement. There's more control over them all. And I don't think you mentioned more about stage four. Did anyone get any more notes on stage four? Okay, so this right here is four. Then five is when the monkey's eating the fruit. And those are the virtues. Even if you have virtuous thoughts of body, speech, and mind, or do virtuous deeds, these are still obstacles. They're distractions. Oh, Geshe-la is here.
Oh, yeah. Please have a seat. Oh, good evening, Bodhisattva Patrick. Good evening, Joanna. Good evening, Hamula.
Good evening.
Good evening, Tom.
Evening, Geshe-la.
Yeah. Good evening, Domasi.
Good evening, Geshe-la.
Good evening, Julie. Good evening, David.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Geshe-la.
Good evening,
Kim. Good evening,
Geshe-la. Good evening, Karen. Good evening, Denise. Good evening, Susie.
Good evening, Geshe-la.
Good evening, David.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Elise.
Good evening.
Good evening, Neely.
Good evening, Geshe-la.
Good evening, Julie Doma.
Good evening, Geshe-la.
Good evening, Alexa Enlightenment. Good evening, Zedepen.
Good evening, Geshe-la.
Good evening, Kat. Good evening, Adrina. The little one I see. Oh, yeah. Good evening, Ryan.
Hey, Geshe-la.
Good to see you, Ryan.
To see you.
Oh, yeah. So, first, Hamala, we do the everybody can participate. We do refuge in the Bodhicitta class. So then please, you know, like, The blessing of Buddha Dharma Sangha, okay? Blessing of the Buddha Dharma Sangha. Or maybe you can visualize three in one, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha, you can visualize Shakyamuni Buddha himself, you can visualize. And right hollow light. Right hollow light. Touching at your crown. Crown. So then the blessing follow like liquid form, like milk, okay, through the hollow light, through your crown chakra. See, this is all the defilement together with unpleasant mind, or the unpleasant mind, or the such as anxiety, fear, stress, all of that, okay? Fear, anxiety, all of that. Huh? So just visualize white, hollow light coming from Shakyamuni Buddha's heart onto your crown. Then the blessing flow like white milk, liquid milk, through your crown chakra, purify all the sicknesses, mental difficulties such as stress, anxiety, fear, stress, arrogant, jealousy, ignorance, anger, attachment, doubting, negative doubt, all of that, okay? So chant three times, then all of you just meditate and visualize, okay? So
Sanjay,
Meditate on loving kindness, compassion. Okay? And visualize that your heart is, through the chanting, that your heart is going to fill with loving kindness and compassion. And that heals you and heals all the people who are going through anxiety, fear, stress, and worry, you know, about jobs, worry about health, worry about disease, worry about like many different things, okay, all the fears, so, mutual compassion, loving kindness, same things, maintain the visualizations, the white light emitted from Chaitanya Buddha's heart to your crown, hollow, white, hollow light, and then the blessing form of liquid, like milk, flows, then enter into your crown chakra, purify all the physical sicknesses. Oh, then, you know, as I said, you know, jealousy, arrogance, ignorance, doubt, anger, attachment, all of that completely purify. Then your body or your life turn into like crystal clear, you know, like glass. That's been like stain over time, and then when you clean the glass, then you can see, you know, very clean glass, like that your light become like that, you know, crystal clear, you know, kind of like cleans your body and your life. So then your body and your life become like this crystal, you know, crystal like clean, okay, like glass. Okay. Then heart filled with love and compassion, okay. So then through the power of loving kindness, compassion, then you heal, then you know you heal the people around you. Okay. And meditation on loving kindness, compassion, equanimities, begin with the equanimities, loving kindness, compassion. So then joy. Then your heart filled with joy because of power of loving kindness, compassion. Then your heart filled with joy. So then you experience, you know, like a peaceful mind. Okay. So now we'll say Mani Mantra for chant, Mani Mantra of the chant. So then again also to maintain the visualization, but object change a little bit, maintain the visualizations, object will be here, then object will be our location, Sharava. Either four arm changes or thousand arm changes, it doesn't matter which is suitable for your mind, you visualize, you know, changes, Buddha of compassion. Visualize changes, Buddha of compassion. Oh. So then there's a six syllable mantra, the mantra of compassion, you know, compassion. So, same, the hollow light emitted from the our location of heart and to your crown. So then same thing, blessing flow. Blessing flow, form of liquid, white color like milk, flow. Then, kind of like purify or clean your life, purify or clean your life. All the defilements, sicknesses, you know, physical difficulty, mental difficulty, completely purify. So then visualize, that you just visualize that you are the one who's leading all this being around you, you know, around you, relatives, friends, close ones, deceit person, or like, or think of all the people, and all the people, all the beings, and you know, the beings, like, form of human, then visualize, think that you are leading them to, Mani Mantra, chanting, so then, nectar flows on all of them, you know, crown, you know, so completely purify, anger, hatred, jealousy, arrogance, ignorance, doubt, doubting about doing good things, may not have good result, all of that, So then fear, anxiety, all kind of anxiety, stress, all of that, okay? Just visualize. Much as possible, visualize many as possible beings around you, visualize them completely purify, purify. So then lead them all of them to Genesis Pure Land. Okay. So then of course Om purify, arrogant pride, or Ma purify, jealousy, Ni purify, negative doubt, doubting about causality, or doubting of the teaching, doubting of the practice, all of the negative doubt. Oh, Ma, Mi, Pe, so then Pe, like purify ignorance, not knowing the cause for happiness, even though that each and including ourselves, each and every one of us wish happiness, but don't know how to create the cause for happiness, but and then deliberately create a cause for more problems. So that's kind of purify. Oh my man. Then may, so purify, attachment, and then may, who purify anger or hatred, purify. Just visualize, many as possible, visualize, and to help them, okay. 21, recite 21 times, Om Mani Om Mane Padme Hum. Was the direct cause for bodhicitta. So now please think about altruistic attitude, bodhicitta. The way the Robert Thurman says is like enlightened self-interest, enlightened self-interest, same thing, bodhicitta. So you want to get enlightened in order to benefit all sentient beings. Bodhicitta, okay? Bodhicitta. So, Ramula, that you have this verses from the Guru Puja. Can you pull it up? So you remember a long time ago, the Wednesday night we chant? No matter what kind of appearance is, whether it's good or bad, you remember that?
You mean Dena Jetson?
No. So that's like Tonglen practice, no.
Oh.
So you remember we chant few verses. The first one is like about the karma, when things go wrong, how to transform difficult situations.
Even if the...
So then after that, no matter what kind of appearances. So I want to use that stanza for meditation on bodhicitta. So because we already did meditation on compassion, Mahakaruna, based on the Mani mantra, so now we meditate on bodhicitta. Remember, wishing bodhicitta, then engage in bodhicitta. Dona Sangyam Nama Chichaya, no matter what kind of appearance, whether it's positive or negative, Chukun Yungu Tongen Namne Chis, based on the practice of five powers, based on the practice of meditation on the five powers. So then, those appearances, then you utilize those appearances to enhance two types of bodhicitta, wishing bodhicitta, and engaging bodhicitta. So first you just wish to free all sentient beings from the samsara. So then after that, you engage into the practice of six perfections. So that's engaging bodhicitta.
Okay,
let's see.
Is this one?
Excuse me, Lamala, I think it's LC 95 and 96.
No, he said it wasn't LC 95.
No, go to 95. Go to 95.
Go to 95? Okay, that's 100.
Good. Please bear with me a little bit, okay? 95, Dimala. Okay, the 97? Oh, yeah, the 97.
Okay.
In short, no matter what appearance arise, be there good or bad, so see. Nowadays, there's many appearance arising. Am I right? No?
That's correct.
All kinds of appearances, all the rise is rising now, is going to rise in the future. In the short, no matter what appearances, be there good or bad, I seek your blessing to transform them into the path increasing to bodhicitta. Engaging by the wishing bodhicitta, engaging bodhicitta. Wishing first, you just wish to liberate all sentient beings from samsara, so that's called wishing bodhicitta. Then after that, you engage into six perfection, practice of six perfection, that's called engaging bodhicitta. You engage into bodhisattva deed, then you practice six perfections. So that bodhicitta was called engaging bodhicitta. Through the practice of five power, the quintessence of the entire dharma, and thus to cultivate only mental happiness. Of course, then if you meditate on bodhicitta, so then you solely enjoy mental happiness. So that's what happens. Okay. Appearance based on appearance, you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, please now meditate on bodhicitta, altruistic attitude, bodhicitta or enlightened self-interest, okay? Or causes by meditation on Mahakaruna. We just finished meditation on Mahakaruna. So then now think about bodhicitta. That Mahakaruna produce bodhicitta. Okay? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
we should, no matter what appearance arise, be they good or bad. I seek your blessing to transform them into the path, increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five power, quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to cultivate only mental happiness. So then now recite the Lamala, the sorry, it's not really in order, so it's just not kind of random, but it is meditation, it's just mixed with the different texts. No? So now say the Chanjo Senjo Rinpoche Bhaje Pannam Che Joche Kevanyam Bhamme Maya Kone Kondo Pewa Mancho. Can you say that in English three times, please? Then please, everybody join your heart. Can you say that in English three times? Can anybody can say this three times by heart in English?
May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more.
Three times, slow.
May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. May that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. And may that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more.
Well, Ramana, thank you very much. So now bring back the page, please. Bring back the page again. Same page, about 95, still the number 95. So now please, all of my friends here visualize, okay, so this is called giving and taking practice. One kind of, you know, Buddhist practice of giving and taking. So now here, visualize sending love, loving kindness, compassion, you are three times married, you are three times married, past, present, future, and transform those married into whatever people might need at this difficult time. If they need comfort, you transform those who are married into comfort. If they need shelter, you transform them into shelter. If somebody needs medicine, you transform them into medicine. If somebody needs water, you transform them into water. If somebody needs guidance, you need transform them into guidance. If somebody needs company, you need transform them into company. If somebody needs some advice, transform them into advice. If somebody needs clothes, transform them into clothes. If somebody needs food, you need to transform into food. Okay, so since they are not the mutual, it's like whatever the beings need the most. So you just transform and visualize and just send, okay? We just do the sending part, okay? Understand? Just send. Don't think that you have nothing to send. You have like three times married that you created going around the stupa. That's very important merit. Merit that you created by saying mantra. Merit you created by doing your daily practice. Merit you are created by saying something nice, thinking something nice, doing something physically nice, and doing something for the greater cause, All of that, you know, you transform whatever the beings needed. If the beings need water, transform that into water. If beings need clothes, transform into clothes. If somebody lost, then transform there's guidance, you know, like somebody needs shelter, somebody needs comfort, somebody needs company, somebody needs better advice, you know, somebody needs whatever, basically the point, bottom line, whatever beings need, you transform your meditation into their need and just meditate on, just stand. No expectation, just stand. Just feeling, okay, just feeling, okay. Boom, we are just doing pulling you for Pema Jar means you can alternate. So today we are just going to do the sending part. And ease. Oh, mainly people's minds. Okay, so then doing this as a group, so there'll be a lot of benefit. Okay. Of course, like stands out of love. So then taking is part done by out of compassion. So today we are going to do just sending part. So then we are giving out of love. Oh. Why we love the, don't think that we have no connection. We do have connections. Without other beings, there will be no pleasure. There will be no pleasure, zero pleasures. You can't talk about comfort, you know. So our comfortable life is very much depend on other beings. Without other beings, probably how it's going to fill with garbage. Nobody takes garbage. Without other beings, there will be no clothes, there will be no food, there will be no fruit. There will be no road to drive, there will be no car. There will be no phone to call. There will be no computer to put all your message there. There will be so many things due to the kindness of others. Okay, so that's sending part. Sending part is giving part. You can alternate. Don't think this is a mistake. This is not a mistake. You can just do send. Okay. So then you can take your own problem. You can take your own problem out of compassion if you want to put the taking part there. So you can take out your problems out of compassion. Out of compassion, you can do that. Okay.
Oh.
Three times, then in order to make it even, so then you repeat the last word two times, then it makes it even, okay? Or you can just chant one time, then need to repeat the last word two times, then it makes it even, that makes it even, okay? Oh, that's how you, giving out of loving kindness, giving out of loving kindness is one of the Bodhisattva deed or Bodhisattva practice. That's how Tonglen or giving and taking practice has been done based on Guru Puja stanza, okay? Giving out of love, taking out of compassion, you know, taking out of compassion. So then, not taking, or you are the one who is doing the Tonglen practice, but taking out of compassion, it's not taking on yourself. You are taking on self-cherishing mind, which is the source of all the problems. So when you take in out of compassion, minute you're trying to mentally pile up on the self-cherishing mind, so then self-cherishing mind get destroyed. Or self-cherishing mind disappear, bodhicitta rise. So then you slowly enjoy mental happiness, bodhicitta. So then you slowly enjoy mental happiness, either bhashi or just mental happiness. Oh, because your heart, you only purify your mind, your life, doing refuge bodhicitta prayer, meditate on compassion, meditate on bodhicitta. So then, then it's good to rise. Just imagine that your loving kindness, your compassion is like sky. Just imagine that your loving kindness, bodhicitta, your altruistic intentions, your love, your compassion, your kindness, just imagine it's like sky. Just imagine it's like vast sky. Loving kindness, bodhicitta, compassion, produce cloud of compassion, cloud of love, cloud of loving kindness, cloud of compassion, cloud of bodhicitta. They produce. This rains down, it looks kind of rains. Then purify all the beings, you know. Their anger, mainly, you know, their anger. Something like that. They can also do something like that. Okay. Prabhu watching Dala Sejujis in the first very beginning, right from the beginning. Right from the beginnings we become attached to ourselves. That's very common things. For all living beings, all breathing living beings. You know. Then from there, my team, my party, my group, my tribe, my tradition, my culture, you know, like my language, my idea, my way of thinking, so then goes on and on. Sajichandas, Ravan Nebhas. So then it's become like the water wheel that brings the water into the putty field. Rice field or putty field, what do you call?
Rice paddy,
okay. Bring the water in the rice paddy. So there's a water well, you know, there's many boxes. Goes round. Become attached to myself, become attached to my idea, my way of thinking, my philosophy, my group, my tribe, my tradition, my culture, you know, so then that's like, that goes like, never stops going on. Dola Ningjie, that is the situation. That is the situation that we are all in. That is the foundations for the compassion. That's the foundation, you know, that's the foundations. So, having a clear understanding of what is samsara helps to build the foundation for compassion. You know? Having an understanding or knowledge about samsara, then it helps you, it helps to build the foundation for the universal compassions. You get immense benefit if you look at other people's out of loving kindness. If you look at other beings out of loving kindness, you get immense benefit. If you look at other beings out of hatred or anger, you lose all the happiness. You lose all the mental happiness. There's no mental happiness left. It's all gone. So if you look at other beings out of loving kindness, compassion. Does not mean what other person is doing. If other person is doing something wrong, doesn't mean that you're supporting that. Oh, no. The action and the thought behind actions. Action and thought behind action. Action and thought behind action is like wild whale in the oceans. So we are all impacted by that wild whale. We are all, our lives been greatly impacted by this wild web of action and the thought behind the actions. Working for other beings, breathing for other beings, sleeping for other beings, eating for other beings, washing for other beings, you know, saying for other beings, meditating for other beings, or you get immense benefit. You get immense benefit. Your heart is opening up. You get immense benefit. You know, that's the beautiful of the Dharma practice, beautiful Dharma practice, you know. You may be living in cave middle of Himalayan. You have very little contact with outside world, but your heart is filled with joy. Your heart is filled with joy. Because you are meditating on bodhicitta and compassion. Okay? And all my friends, you can do that. It's very simple. It's very simple. You can do that based on the money mantra. You know, so when you wake up, just sit on your bed a little bit, maybe a few seconds, maybe 1 minute, say, Om, Ma, Mi, Pet, Me, Hu. Visualize every being around you, form of human. But going through their own difficulty. If there's a dog is going through their own difficulty, cats are going through their own difficulty, but form of human. So you're just visualize you're leading them to say the compassion mantra and purify their sicknesses, their mental defilement, and their mind, all of that. Then, you know, like as a lead all of them into the our location of fuel then. Easy, not that difficult, easy. There's so much magic creates, okay, so much magic creates. So especially, next couple of days, quite critical to meditate on compassion. Whenever you find or your mind gets disturbed, please meditate on compassion. Use money mantra as a base. Then meditate on compassion. Liberate yourself from jealousy, anger, ignorance, attachment, you know, like all of that, okay, just meditate on that. Just, you know, minute you experience some unease in your mind caused by anger or jealousy, pride, just meditate on compassion. Right now, compassion. When you become bodhisattva, compassion. When you become enlightened, compassion. You know, compassion is needed. It's needed now. When you become bodhisattva, when you're able to generate bodhicitta, you need compassion. When you get enlightened, you need compassion. Yeah, then you can proudly say other people, what you practice, you can just simply say, I practice compassion. Every single being benefits from that practice. Every single, nobody argues about compassion. Every single being benefits from that, your practice. Oh, compassion. Oh. Everybody likes to be loved. Everybody likes to be cared. Everybody likes to be look after them, everybody, like same as we do. There's no differences. Every single person, whether you agree or not agree, every single living being on this planet, all the animals, they don't share your language, they don't share your culture, they don't share your tradition, they don't share your religion, but they are looking for happiness every single second. So that needs to be understood very clearly. So then if you give happiness, oh, they'll appreciate. If you give them suffering, they'll not appreciate. So better to give them what they like. Same as you, that you like to receive the something you like. You don't like to receive something you don't like. Particularly something you hate. Oh, same thing. You give the best of the best, then you receive the best of the best. You give the worst, then you receive the worst of the worst. That's how it works. What goes around comes around. What goes around comes around. Okay. So next few days, if you find out by watching news, listening news, talking to your friend, then when you find out, if your mind gets disturbed, meditate on compassion. It will heal. If you meditate on compassion, it will heal you right away. It will heal you right away. If you do it from your heart, that's on the money mantra, your heart is going to be ease. It will make your heart peaceful. That's what's the matter. At the end of the day, that's what is matter. Oh, end of the life, that's what is matter. After this life, that's what is matter. When you get enlightened, that's what is matter. Oh. Very important, okay? Material or compassion. Make sure that you feel something. Feel something. Okay? When your heart is in the compassion, your mind is in peace. You have peace with your mind. Your mind is in peace. So whatever comes out of that peaceful mind, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good one. Whatever has come out of angry mind, there's not going to be a good one. So we are all capable. Either rely on reciting prayer, reciting mantra, reviewing lambrim, there are many methods. If you are doing unmeaning method. What is important here to understand is Shantideva said, Miki Simjetanaya. When you decide to look someone from your eye, Miki Simjetan, Tangshin Chabesra, look at that being honestly out of compassion. Honestly out of compassion. Why I should do that? It is possible. It is possible you could develop compassion based on that object. You could develop bodhicitta based on that object. You could gain patience based on that object. When you develop patience, it's good for you. Good for your life, it's good for your mind, it's good for your health. That's why. Miki Sinja Panaya Tangshi Chande Suchitas. Teda Nila Tenda Sani Nidu Jurushis. You become, there's possibilities, you become enlightened based on that beings. That's why. That's why Shantideva was begging us, when you look at someone, try to look at with honesty and with compassion, and you get immense benefit. If you look at someone with based on the differences, what's the difference between me and him, or culture, religious belief, or traditions, or color, or education or wealth. No benefit. So why we do that? If there's no benefit, why we do that? Why we should not do that? Something beneficial benefit you. Why you don't do that? That benefits you. Why you do something that doesn't benefit you? It doesn't benefit nobody. No. Easy to say, but harder to, easy to say, sorry, but harder to do. Or easy to say. I myself try every single day. Heavily rely on Lamrim review meditations, mantras, prayers, and we can do the same thing. Or just, you know, the bottom line here, what is good for our life? Positive mind. That's the summary. That's all boys or down or death. Positive mind. Mind that related to yourself, positive. Mind that related to somebody else, positive. That's what is matter. Every single day, no matter what kind of circumstance, make sure that we don't, how is it, try all our best to be positive, to be kind, to be compassionate. Oh, that's something that we can do. It's not something we cannot do. Something that we can do, something that you can train yourself to do. Julie, is this bird on your altar? Is it a bird? Real bird? Is this real bird, the sitting on the light?
Yes, there is a bird up there, Geshe-la. It's a fake bird with an egg beside it. It's actually it's a sculpture called Dependent Arising.
Oh, that's a good one.
you can't see all the stuff in the box, but it's
kind of like when I'm looking at it, it's kind of like moving his head up from what hallucinated. So see, the Zapatru Rinpoche, said the compassion is like bird, mother bird, that take care of the chick, the baby bird. Oh, that's Zapatru Rinpoche, very famous Lama from Eastern Tibet, used like mother bird as an example of, you know, how the compassion has been done practically, you know, like that. You know, Nita is a, when there's a lot of heat, you need to expand the head to cover, make sure it's clear some shape. When it's cold, cuddle. Oh, that's compassion. No compassion. There's so much life there. Yeah, as I said, compassion. Okay, compassion. So when you buy the house, it says location. Yeah, here is not location. Here is like compassion. Oh, sleep with compassion, eat with compassion, look at other people with compassion, say mantra with compassion. Oh, so that's, you know, then you get immense benefit, or the immense benefit. It heals. Power of compassion, it heals. It heals your heart. Okay, so mani mantra is very good. So recite mani mantra. So easy. It won't take a few seconds. You know, so right now we are relying on word. If you remember the meaning, you may not need to say the word. You just meditate on the meaning. Finish. You know. So when you get close to enlightenment, you don't need word, because word that you don't need, you know all the meanings. You know, you don't need to say all these words. If you just remember the meaning behind the word, you don't need to say the word. So So the point, the meaning is the more point. Okay. What time is it, Tomasi? What time is it?
There's about 17 minutes, Geshe-la.
So today I decided, not to explain the moralities, so they'd rather do some practice together. So compassion, okay? So from now on, next couple of months, few days, whenever you experience that your mind is not in ease, that's how you say? Please meditate on compassion. Then use the money mantra. Use the money mantra as compassion. So use this money mantra as a guide. Just sit down. Say slowly, a few times. Meditate Om. Meditate. Okay. Then also rejoice here at the Kadamba Center. Many people doing practice every day, rejoice. You get married, rejoice. Okay, you just rejoice the practice. Tell me what else. I think that's also then enjoying George's teaching. So George is going to teach. Enjoy that. So then, meditate on compassion. You can do that, or you can just do Tonglen meditations. So, if you want to chant, just one time, repeat the last word two times, make it even. If you want to chant three times, if you don't feel anything, maybe you could chant three times. Then the same time, three times, the last. The chant, you need to repeat the last word two times, make it even, okay? And please remember, I'm just simply reminding you, money mantra is so easy to say, maybe there's not much baby. No, that's completely wrong. Reciting money mantra has so much merit. Tibetan King Sanse Gumbo, who is the one who composed this Manika Bum, which is 1,000-page traditional book, 1,000-page. I only read 160-something. He mentioned, you can, if it rains like 360 days out of 1 year, if it rains every single day, the water that comes down on the earth, you can count that water drop by drop. That's why he said, reciting Mani Mantra, the merit you created, you cannot count. That means how, another way to say, I remember Pati said something like, Pati's not here. Another way to say is like, that money, that merit cannot be measured. Is it correct way to say, or just more like eloquent? Oh, that's more, a better way to say, I'm not sure. So we all, as I said, I'm trying all my best every single day. Please, you do the same thing. Then your heart is in peace. Okay? Compassion is the answer. Compassion is the answer. Please meditate on that. Okay? So then with that, probably I'll stop here. Anything else?
Geshe-la, can I mention what the schedule will be this month?
You can say the schedule.
Yeah, so if Venerable George will be here the next 2 weeks, and he is not teaching on Wednesdays, But also Geshe-la will not be teaching on Wednesday, so that people have time, if they wish to attend Venerable George's teachings. He'll be on Monday nights discovering Buddhism on Tantra, and then a weekend workshop on transforming problems, and a weekend workshop on the Heart Sutra. We will still have calm abiding review on Wednesday nights, starting at 6:45, like we've been doing, and it will be a combination of meditation and review of the stages, and it'll probably take about 30, 45 minutes. And we'll do that each Wednesday through November.
Very good, wonderful, yeah. So that come abiding, that teaching was done well. So I think I don't want you to forget, you know, so it's good to review. So then you remember that instructions long time down the road, you remember that, okay? So thing like this review meditation on Wednesday night. So just think like it's like building a small library in your brain about come abiding meditations, okay? The instructions. So next time when you need, you go there, you don't need any paper. No need to worry about losing something, it's all here. Never going to lose. Okay? Oh yeah. Okay, anything else? Any questions? Anybody watching on YouTube?
Yes, Geshe-la, there were five people on YouTube.
Oh yeah, say then good night all of you who's watching on YouTube, good night. So then, see you Sunday, okay? Thank you for coming and have a wonderful night and sleep with compassion. If you haven't eaten dinner, please eat with compassion. Particularly dessert, eat with compassion. Dessert, compassion. So dessert needs to be eaten with compassion, particularly. Okay, not with, you know, argument. Dessert should not eat it with argument about anything. Dessert needs to eat with the, particularly with the compassion, okay? Well, yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Then Lamula, join your heart, all of your heart, okay? When Lamula will say the Sadhita of prayer, please join your heart, okay? Think about the meaning.
So usually I don't think we do those.
Okay. But Lamula. So now this these are very important. Or this all this do the English. Do in English.
Okay. Yes. All right. Okay. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, I quickly attained a state of Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception to that enlightened state. May the supreme control that has not arisen and rise and grow, may that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. This is the brave Manjushri, realize things as they are. I choose to indicate all these merits in the best way, that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtue, the dedication praise of the best, by the victorious one who commented three times, I must perform good works. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, not particular for the teachings of perfect pure Lo Sangdrapa to shine forever. Encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chen Rei Zixian. Please remain until child. One who masters speech at a very young age. Patients receive the name Avatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Western boys. Lama ornament of yellow hat vision. Please remain until samsara ends.
Okay. But that is the long life for cancer with my teacher, okay?
You uphold the Supreme Lord of Norway, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanastic Taurus doctrine, massively accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savor myself and others, your disciples, please please as well. And then for Geshe-la, Geshe's temple, long, healthy, happy lives, so they may be free of obstacles, and so all their Dharma wishes will be fulfilled. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re.
Om Tare Tu Tare
Tu Om Tare Tu Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh, Hamala, please, like Shanti Deva, Shanti Deva dedication.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, so that's the one. Please join all of your heart, okay, when you say the Shanti Deva dedication prayer. So.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, attain the notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merit. May no living creature suffer from the evil or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely
rain. So there, like one that says, may the naked find clothing. No, you don't see this, you know, kind of things in this country. But when you go to India, Nepal, then you see human who has very little clothes, you know. It's like that prayer is for broad, you know, not just seeing your country. Think about the rest of other countries, you know, countries like Africa, you know, somewhere, nothing to wear, okay?
May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. All medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from ailment. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and the sound be peace. May the powerless find power, and may people think of them better. As long as faith remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain, dispel the mystery of the world.
Oh yeah, thank you so very much. Wonderful. So thank you very much. And everyone, have a wonderful night. And I'll see you Sunday, okay? Good night.
Okay.